Hey, Chip Chat listeners. Last Chip Chat challenge, we asked you to define cloud, and we got some really interesting answers. So we decided to continue on that track. With over 1 billion people and 10 billion devices added to the internet over the next few years, we have a simple question for you. By 2015, what is the largest impact cloud computing will have on our lives, why, and how? To share your answer, go to intel.com/server and click the Chip Chat Challenge link near the top of the page. We look forward to reading your answers. The challenge is on. Get posting.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I'm here with Andrew Jeffries from Lenovo. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Andrew, you work in the server group at Lenovo, but why don't you tell us specifically what you do?
I am the worldwide product manager for the single-socket, dual-socket tower offerings we sell at Lenovo.
And you recently made a pretty big announcement of some new products coming to market that were tied to our E3 launch recently. Can you talk a little bit about the new products you're bringing to market?
Yes. Right at the end of May, we're going to be announcing a next-generation single-socket server using Intel's E3 1200 family class of processors. And it will leverage Intel's latest generation AMD 7.0 technology.
When Lenovo looks at this technology, how do you view it and where do you utilize it to solve customer problems?
AMD within the server space has been one of our Lenovo server drivers for the past 2 years or so. We were actually first to market with launching the industry's first server using AMD in the beginning of 2010. With the ThinkServer TS200V. It quickly became the best-selling server we've ever had.
You've integrated AMD into your servers. Where do you think are the top benefits in terms of the delivery of management capability on your server platform?
Using the ThinkServer TS130, the three big benefits we believe that both end users as well as business partners will be able to leverage would be remote discovery, remote diagnostics, and remote manageability repair. The discovery to the MSP, really meaningful in that they're able to burrow into their customer's network, understand all of the performance specs of what's there on site. They can do an inventory of all the hardware, all the software inventory. You know, they can look at the security alerts. They can look at the performance, the drives, and everything. They've got a really crisp, clear handle on what's going on with their network. The second one is by using that visibility into the end user network, then the MSP is able to manage some of the patch management, some of the BIOS management. Using AMD 7.0 with KVM really allows the business partner to be able to manage the customer's patches and their BIOS to be able to keep the security far greater for that server enterprise. So the big benefit to the end user when the MSP is managing their systems with AMT is the end user can then manage their own customers so they can focus far more on growing their business and let the MSP manage their network more cost-effectively, more efficiently than they could do themselves.
And then the remote diagnostics?
The remote diagnostics, I think, is the most important one because that's the classic one of, oh my goodness, my OS crashed, I'm down, I really have got to get this thing back up quickly. Time is money, time is money. What can you do to help me very, very quickly? And that's where the MSP dialing in remotely really provides the greatest value of the AMT suite of being able to do the complete OS rollover for the customer without going to visit the customer on site.
What is the typical environment where a small business owner would look to deploy a server?
Your typical small to medium business, really tight budgets, limited IT staff, sometimes no IT staff. They're looking for ways to more cost-effectively, efficiently, more securely manage their network so that they, in turn, can focus less on managing their server and more on managing their customer relationships so that they can nurture and grow their business.
Have you had some good experiences with customers thus far?
A local hospital that we work with, they have probably 23 doctors on site, and they needed a smarter way for their business partner to be able to manage their network because certainly nobody within the medical office wanted to spend more time managing their server tasks. Handing off the server management to the MSP, working with the AMT tool suite, really allows that partner to be able to do many of the things that they used to be doing on site, they're now able to do remotely.
AMT obviously is part of the vPro suite. Can you describe to me where you've used vPro in your products before and how you see these two things working together?
Lenovo has deployed a vPro Center within our notebook, you know, our ThinkPad line for many, many years, as well as in our desktop clients. And we have such a large enterprise base, public sector base. The large enterprise customers are, well, they absolutely understand I need the manageability tools baked into the client architecture itself so that then I can tie my console solutions in with it. Where the AMT 7.0 technology with the new ThinkServer TS130 is by bringing an AMT technology into the single socket value server space, where previously might not have thought about building AMT features and functionality into the server console itself.
I would assume that because many of these service providers are already using vPro consoles, they can extend that to the servers that they're managing with AMT.
Absolutely. One of the big benefits by using AMT 7.0 within their server architecture is no worries. Intel has already tested and certified AMT 7.0 with all of the leading MSP ecosystem console providers. So the business partner, absolutely, as they're already managing the clients within their end user operations, now they can use those same tools to be able to manage their server.
What's next for Lenovo in this space?
Some of the big growth I think you're going to see in the marketplace are actually small customers and very small customers that they're using a desktop today to try to function as a server. Mm-hmm. So there are literally, you know, millions of those folks out there trying very hard to run a server OS on a client architecture, desktop types of drives that as you look at the latest generation E3-1200 technology, when you see the features and the benefits of moving from a desktop deployed as a server to moving up to a true server class, I think you're going to see over the next 12 to 18 months, lots of movement coming upwards because the end user, by moving to a true server class technology, enterprise class hard drives, ECC memory, true Xeon class performance, and especially tools like AMT 7.0, now you have manageability tools for the first time. No BMC required, no console required. Now is a great time for folks that are using that desktop today, moving up to a true server class solution tomorrow.
And where can people find out more information about the products you're talking about today?
Folks can find out more information about the new ThinkCenter TS130 on lenovo.com/thinkserver.
Well, fantastic. It was great talking to you today, Andrew.
Hey, thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.